Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, aren't baptisms brilliant? Let me just clear up the mess a bit, because I need the table. And I thought that what you normally have at baptisms is a bit of cake. Only sometimes I don't get to get the cake. So I brought my own that we could share. Cooked with my own fair hands. So who would like a piece of cake? I was thinking more of the children, actually, but do come forward. Who would? It's actually apple cake. Very, very good for this time of year. And, kids, do you want a slice of cake? Cake for anyone? Yeah? Cake? Whoops. Here we go. Now, it's funny you should mention that. Yeah, so here we are. Who would like a slice of cake? There we go. This is where you find... There we go. Magic. You see, some people would like a piece of cake, but they're not brave enough to come forward. Anybody else for cake? Oh, two more. There we go. Magic. There we go. Lovely. So, up to the usual standard. What goes into making an apple cake? Somebody asked for the recipe. So what do you have in an apple cake? Apples. Yeah, and you actually have three of them. What else do you have in an apple cake?
Flour.
And actually you have 150 grams of that. What else do you have? Sugar. Somebody say sugar or butter? Butter. We'll have butter. And you have 100 grams of that, and you mix that with the flour before you put in the sugar. No, you've got to mix the butter and the flour together. Then you put your sugar in. You have 75 grams of that. Raisins. Oh, I'm just going to help, yeah. So you have about 50 grams of raisins. And then what else do you have? Eggs. It's easy, isn't it? Two eggs. And you stick it in the oven at 180 degrees C for 1 hour. What could be simpler than that, eh? There's your recipe. Now, all you have to do is follow a few simple rules, and even I can make a cake. What does a cake taste like? Very nice, eh? For those of you that couldn't hear between the crumbs spewing out of the mouth, that was very nice. And if you'd like, we can have it with coffee. So you follow a few... I mean, do you put mashed potato in? No. Do you put meat in? No. Do you put milk in? Well, sometimes, but not here. All you do is follow a few simple rules and you get a cake. Now, Moses, in the Old Testament reading, is just leading up to some of the great Jewish creeds that the Jews have. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Leading up to the Ten Commandments. And in the passage we had read for us this morning, he said, don't add to those commands and don't take away from them. And in the New Testament reading we had today, Jesus comes along and he says to the Pharisees, now, which bit of the Moses law where it says, don't add and don't subtract, didn't you understand? Because you've added lots and lots of rules. Actually, what the Pharisees had done, not only had they added rules, they'd taken the rules that didn't apply to them, and only really applied to the priests as they went into the temple about washing, And they'd made lots of different rules and were asking people to follow them. And Jesus says, "You crackers, that's not what it's about." They'd got all kinds of different rules around the law that Moses had given. So if they were making an apple cake, the rules would be, don't just wash your hands before you start cooking, because I did. Don't just wash your hands before you start cooking, but wash your hands 3 times up to your elbow and turn round 4 times. If they were making an apple cake, it wouldn't be just take 3 apples. It would be take 3 apples, hold them in the left hand, peel them with the right hand, turn the apple clockwise while you do it. And actually, unless you're left-handed, it's very difficult not to do it otherwise. But they've got all kinds of trivial rules that Jesus said, that's not what it's about. Because the law was given so that the Jews could have a relationship with God. And they got mixed up and saw the law as the means to the end in itself. Jesus came and talks about it isn't just about rules. We do need some rules to govern our lives and govern our societies. But what Jesus said, it's more about a relationship. It's more about the relationship that he gives us with God through the death on the cross. Through his death on the cross, he gave us access back to God so that he fulfilled the law. All the bits of the law that Moses gave, even the bits that had been built up in what was called the tradition of the elders in our reading today, the bits, the 611, 12, 13 laws around that the Jews had added on. He fulfilled that by coming to die for us so that we could have a relationship with him and through him a relationship with others. Because Jesus says it's not about rules, it's about a relationship. The rules were there so that the Jews could have a relationship with God. Jesus came so that we could have that relationship with him too. We have that relationship with him. We have that relationship with God now and into the future. It's like pie in the sky when you die, but it's cake on the plate while you wait. Amen.
Let's stand and sing our next hymn together. Number 400, hymn number 400, "Lead Us, Heavenly Father, Lead Us O'er the World's Tempestuous Sea." 400.